KNZA 103.9 FM. It's our locker room chats as we continue on this week. Basketball season rolls along, week number two, and we continue to talk about the Horton Chargers, and we're joined by the boys' head coach, that is David Losey, and a 2-0 start for your squad, coach. Wins over McLouth and Valley Falls to begin the year. How do we assess the first two games?
We've done a pretty good job shooting. Friday night against McLouth, we shot pretty well from two, struggled a little from three, and last night it was just kind of reverse. We really shot the ball well from the outside. The kids kind of did a really good job stepping into things and moving, cutting, and getting open looks, and then really good dishes from teammates. So, but also our defense has been really good the first half of both games. I think McLouth maybe scored 13 on Friday, and Valley scored 12 last night. So we're able to get out and get a lead in both games, and then fend off a little bit from there.
Yeah, the offense again, 60 plus points in each of the first two games. You talk about the shooting and the passing, giving up good shots, maybe for a great shot. You got to have that aspect of the game, and then the defense. You've made adjustments, played well in the second half. What's been more impressive here, the offense early, or maybe the way you guys have played on the defensive end?
I think more the defense. We've really stressed that through the beginning of this season, and it's been nice being the second year as far as offensively. They know the X's and O's, so we can focus more time at the other end of the court. We've got some length on the perimeter, and it helps tremendously. Deflecting passes and contesting shots. So. Yeah, I think we're focusing more there and been, real pleased with what we're seeing right now.
Horton off to a 2-0 start, 64-47 over McLouth on Friday, 60-41 against Valley Falls on Tuesday. You stay inside league play coming up this week on Friday. You get Jefferson County North, who is off a loss to Morehill Mounts Academy this week. What can you tell us about JCN?
Well, obviously, athletes, getting to the state finals in football. They probably don't have their basketball legs under them yet. Marhill's a nice team, not a real shocker on the outcome there, but I know JCN's just going to get better and better as time goes on, being in the gym more. They've got almost everybody back from last year, kind of like we did, and very similar, probably a little more physical than we are, but similar type kids. They work hard. They work hard on defense. Hopefully we can, get some cracks there in their defense, get some buckets up, and then defend a little bit on our end.
Yeah, certainly familiar with JCN. So give us a few keys and just kind of the expectations for this matchup on Friday.
We'll have to make them work for everything on offense. And then they do defend tremendously well, so we'll have to be very sharp. And when we attack the defense, they manned up all the time last year. So again, you got to run your man off screen. You can't be lazy. Got to get sharp cuts, do the little things correctly, and hopefully we can get some good looks.
Horton basketball coach on the boys' side, that is David Losey, joining us each and every week. A good start for the Chargers, 64-47 over McLouth Friday, 60-41 against Valley Falls Tuesday. They're back at home taking on Jefferson County North on Friday, a ball game you can hear live on KNZA 103.9 FM. Coach, as always, thank you again for your time, and good luck Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Take care, and appreciate everything you guys do.